Imagine a world where children face challenges head-on rather than crumbling under pressure, where they see obstacles as opportunities rather than roadblocks. This isn't just a parent's dream. It's entirely possible. Psychotherapist Amy Morin's work reveals that mental strength isn't about what we do, but what we avoid doing. Through her experience as both therapist and foster parent, Morin identified 13 critical mistakes that undermine children's resilience. At a time when youth anxiety and depression rates are skyrocketing, her insights offer a refreshing counterpoint to traditional parenting advice. Instead of adding more to parents' already overwhelming to-do lists, she focuses on eliminating harmful patterns that prevent children from developing the mental muscles they need to thrive in an increasingly challenging world. When 14-year-old Cody's parents sought therapy, they blamed his poor grades on inadequate ADHD support. The real issue was their belief that he has ADHD, he shouldn't be expected to do as much as other kids, a mindset that had caused Cody to stop trying. Once the family's perspective shifted through education and examples of successful people with ADHD, Cody's grades improved with proper structure. Today's society increasingly embraces victimhood beyond genuine victims. This mindset becomes self-perpetuating, as children who see themselves as victims don't take steps to improve, creating cycles of learned helplessness. 8-year-old Micah became dangerously overweight because his father Joe couldn't deny him food, feeling guilty about seeing him hungry. Only potential intervention motivated Joe to establish healthy food boundaries. Parental guilt is widespread. 94% of working mothers experience mommy guilt, despite spending more time with children than previous generations. This often leads to poor decisions, neglecting self-care, yielding to unreasonable demands, or relaxing important boundaries. To break these cycles, children must focus on what they can control, their thoughts, effort, and attitude. They need opportunities to develop resilience, including unstructured play without hovering adults. While appropriate guilt can signal values misalignment, research shows being a good enough parent best prepares children for life's realities. When parents make their child the center of their universe, they inadvertently teach that child they're the center of everything. Carol and Tom's 14-year-old daughter, Brittany, exemplified this. Years of excessive attention and few responsibilities had turned their miracle baby into one of the school's mean girls, lacking empathy. The self-esteem movement confused healthy self-esteem with narcissism. Jean Twenge shows how excessive, unearned praise has inflated Western youth's egos, paradoxically creating insecurity rather than confidence. Children raised on exaggerated praise struggle when facing reality, like being told they're the world's best basketball player, but not making the team. Rather than adjusting their self-perception, they blame others. Research shows narcissism stems not from cold parenting, but from parents who overvalue their children. The solution lies in teaching children to be givers rather than takers, replacing selfishness with kindness, entitlement with gratitude, and self-importance with humility. Effective praise focuses on compassionate behavior, effort, and controllable actions rather than innate traits. Anna's parenting style for her 12-year-old daughter Zoe resembled boot camp. Every minute was scheduled, from exact sleep hours to mandatory exercise. When Zoe dyed her hair blonde at a friend's house, Anna saw it as proof her children needed more structure. The real problem wasn't Zoe, but Anna's fear-based approach that stifled development to manage her own anxiety. Media coverage of tragedies creates an exaggerated impression of danger. Despite statistics showing children face greater risk in car accidents than school shootings, sensationalized coverage drives parents to make fear-based decisions to protect children. Fear-based parenting shows up as overprotection, limiting activities, intrusiveness, micromanaging, and avoidance of discomfort, choosing anxiety reduction over children's needs. Children inherit these fears both genetically and through learned behavior. Instead of just eliminating problems, focus on teaching children self-protection skills.
This means conveying safety information without causing panic, using factual discussions and reasonable rules rather than extreme tactics. Help children distinguish between real dangers and anxiety while gradually building their independence. When 16-year-old Clarissa threatened self-harm to control her parents' decisions, therapy helped them establish clear rules and consequences while maintaining their authority. Modern parenting has shifted from authoritarian methods, but sometimes swings too far toward permissiveness. Children need appropriate boundaries, not excessive power. Children with too much control often develop poor self-regulation, health issues, mental health challenges, and academic struggles. Research shows permissive parents are 5 times more likely to allow excessive screen time, leading to increased misconduct. Re-establishing authority means separating adult and child conversations, linking privileges to behavior, requiring permission rather than accepting announcements, and avoiding power struggles. Parents should address manipulation directly and teach respectful disagreement. With appropriate boundaries, children develop self-control and confidence without the burden of excessive responsibility, growing into mentally strong adults who maintain healthy relationships with authority. When 15-year-old Kyle was expelled for cheating in a college credit program, his parents sought counseling. Though they'd taught honesty, their emphasis on achievement had led Kyle to cheat rather than risk disappointing them with poor grades. Children learn more from actions than words. A father who lies about his child's age for discounted tickets teaches that dishonesty is acceptable. Harvard's Making Caring Common project found that while parents claim to prioritize kindness, 80% of teens believed their parents valued achievement or happiness more. Though most parents consider moral character essential, many don't actively develop it. Without internalized values, children follow rules only to avoid punishment and may misbehave when unsupervised. Like organizations with mission statements, families should articulate their shared values. Keep your family mission statement simple and visible. Introduce values to preschoolers by explaining your choices. Use mistakes as teaching moments with school-age children and engage teens in discussions about complex ethical dilemmas. Dick and Rick Hoyt, a father-son duo, completed over 1,100 races together despite Rick's cerebral palsy. Dick swam, pulling Rick's boat, cycled on a tandem bike, and ran, pushing his wheelchair. Rick, initially written off, graduated from Boston University and became an inspiration. Raising mentally strong children means equipping them with tools to become their best selves, not creating superstars. Children learn by observing how you handle stress, treat others, and face setbacks. Being a role model means demonstrating resilience and learning from mistakes. Mental health education should parallel physical health with regular mental fitness exercises like gratitude practice and problem solving. Coach children through challenges by focusing on effort rather than outcomes, transitioning from providing answers to asking guiding questions. In a challenging world, we shouldn't shield children from difficulties, but equip them with mental strength. By avoiding these 13 mistakes, we raise children who don't just endure life's storms, they thrive in them.